The Turkish Attorney General's office reportedly says evidence supporting suspicions that the dissident Saudi journalist was killed and the kingdom's consul general in Istanbul has been found. The Attorney General's office says the evidence of tampering has been found also inside the Saudi diplomatic mission. Turkish police are also reportedly in possession of an audio recording which allegedly indicates that Jamal Khashoggi was murdered at the Saudi consulate. Police and other officials are in Saudi Arabia's consul general as part of an investigation into the disappearance of Khashoggi. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump says he has talked to the Saudi king and that Riyadh denies any involvement in the disappearance of Khashoggi.
I just spoke with the king of Saudi Arabia, who denies any knowledge of what took place with regard to, as he said, his Saudi Arabian citizen. I've asked, and he firmly denied that. I've asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to immediately get on a plane, go to Saudi Arabia, go to other places if necessary, which he probably will, but with regard to this, go to Turkey if necessary.
Trump said he thinks rogue killers might have been behind the disappearance and murder of the dissident Saudi journalist. The U.S. Secretary of State has set to travel to Turkey after visiting Saudi Arabia to discuss the Khashoggi case. The developments come as CNN also is claiming that Riyadh is preparing a report to admit to the murder of Khashoggi during an interrogation. For more on that, we're joined by Mr. David Yahubian, a professor of California State University. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us once again on Press TV's Top 5. Now, these are very interesting developments as we've been following the Khashoggi case in Istanbul. Now, what do you make of the evidence that the Turkish government claims to have? They claim to have audio pertaining to the torture and eventual killing of the Saudi journalist. And, of course, on the other hand, we have the Saudi king completely denying that it is behind this.
Well, certainly it would be great to either be able to see or hear even a portion of this evidence, but with the strength with which the Turkish government is proclaiming that they have audio and video evidence, I don't actually doubt that they have it. But what seems to be developing is the attempt to create a narrative to somehow, in this extreme crisis management mode that the Saudi government is in, to create a narrative whereby, you know, this is some rogue killers who somehow came out of Saudi Arabia on the Gulfstream jets and happened to bring a forensics expert and a bone saw along with them, or they're going to try to meld that with the narrative that somehow perhaps they were actually on official business to bring in, as it's being emphasized now, this Saudi citizen, rather than stating that he was a permanent resident of the United States, and that, you know, something went awry, and that, you know, potentially it was an accident. But basically what we're seeing is a charade being developed, and Donald Trump today serving as the PR frontman for the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in floating this rather absurd idea that it was rogue killers. But this is currently where we stand. I just want to add that it seems as though the Turkish government itself is now slowing down on its statements and the release of any actual evidence. And what seems to be brewing is potentially a joint three-way narrative that the United States, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia will float, and accordingly the Erdogan administration and the Saudis will receive, as well as the United States, all receive benefits by maintaining the status quo, and Turkey will be able to consider itself, if you will, out of the doghouse, at least temporarily.
I'm sure I will be on. Well, eventually it seems that all the evidence is leading to the fact that Mr. Khashoggi was killed in the Saudi consulate. Isn't that a very bold move? Why would Saudi Arabia risk putting itself in a situation like this?
I genuinely don't think that censorship, and let's just face it, it's the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman who is by all accounts and his actions a megalomaniac, and he's completely detached from the rest of global reality, let's just say, in his cocoon in Saudi Arabia, having never really extensively traveled outside or been educated outside or interacted with the outside world. And so I think in the context of Donald Trump's empowering of dictators and favorite strongmen around the world, and his diminishment of interest, if there can be said to be any at all, in human rights and international law, that the Crown Prince just thought that he could order this and that he could do away with one potentially prominent critic. And I say potentially because it's not exactly clear what Mr. Khashoggi was becoming involved in, whether he's becoming involved in potentially establishing an alternative political party or if he was just lightly penning criticisms from the side. But I think that I don't doubt at all that the Crown Prince would have ordered this type of action to basically proclaim that wherever you are, if you are a Saudi Arabian citizen or a critic of Saudi Arabia, and you're not in support of my program, and you know, whether we want to call that reform or just further autocratic power grabbing, that this is what will happen to you, that we will send the forensics expert and the bone saw and the team to take care of you. So I think that they just completely the Crown Prince completely misjudged the situation, and now in an effort to save his succession to the crown, he's going to have to get involved with many layers of malarkey to create a narrative that will potentially placate the international community and the global media.
Now, Mr. Aoubian, very quickly, because we're running out of time, but I think it's very important. At the beginning of all this, we heard the UN calling for an independent investigation. We never heard anything following that call. Can we hope for an independent investigation and justice for Mr. Khashoggi?
We certainly can and should all hope for it, but in the context of the current power arrangement within the United Nations, within the context of American global empire and its, let's just put it lightly, shenanigans in the Middle East, its advancing of a chaos strategy everywhere in the Middle East outside of Israel, I don't believe that we can count on it. So we'll maintain hope.
Thank you very much, Mr. David Yaroubian, with his take on Jamal Khashoggi's case.